Hey guys, what's up? It's me, George Massey. Welcome to the George Massey Show. We're a day late, but we're still here. We're still going to talk about Happily Ever After. We're on episode 12. Apparently there's more than 15 episodes, so I'm just going to put that out there. I didn't know how many episodes there were specifically, but we are nowhere near the finale, guys. We're actually, hey, Portuguese Princess. Hey, Tina. So yeah, we are nowhere near the finale. So we are kind of, what's the best way to put this? A month or so out, from the finale, which I'm kind of surprised. Hey, Judy. Hey, Lily. Yes, I found out that we will not be having a finale for a while. I don't want to say exactly how many episodes, but there's quite a few. So, and Shido, we're going to be on Happily Ever After because we're on episode 12. And I haven't seen them. And then I reached out to some friends and they said that they weren't on. So is there something that I missed?
Hi.
Hi, how are
How are
you?
you? I'm good.
I'm
How are
good.
you?
I'm good. I'm good. So do you remember when they announced the couples for this season of Happily Ever After? Am I crazy? Did they say that Bilal and Chido were gonna be on this season?
That's
Because okay, so I remember seeing their photo, like it was a swipe through photo array, and I was like, "Where are they?" And then I've been asking around, and Shida's like, "Oh no, we're not on the season." And I'm like, I'm very confused
Yeah.
because I remember seeing them vividly. Like I remember swiping through. I'm not saying I was like super excited, but I'm just saying like I remember them being on the list. So I'm assuming maybe something changed,
Yeah.
right? Like I know that they didn't remove anyone specifically, but like I'm beginning to think something changed. But I want to jump in this Arkansas situation with Ed, Liz, and her mom, because Ed was waiting for Liz to come back and get her stuff. He actually moved on pretty quickly. He replaced her with a boat,
Yeah.
right? Like, can anybody be more dead inside? Like he was with this woman for so long. He uprooted her life. He moved her across the country, and then he told her to leave, and then he replaced her with a boat.
He's a vile human.
Isn't he? And it's like any ounce of understanding of him as a human is out the window now because he said to her mother, he said that you should have been a better parent raising your daughter. And I don't know, I mean, I get that she had a rough upbringing and I know that her mom had some issues with addiction, but to say something like that to a mother, it's just so vile. And even Liz brought it up. She was like, "Do you know your daughter won't talk to you? This is why people won't talk to you. This is why you can't have normal, healthy relationships because you talk to people this way." And it's just everything that he does, it's just more and more despicable. And it's just scary that this man operates like that. Like there's people in the world that are so heartless and so cold and so evil to people that he used to love, right? Like he said he loved her. He said that he wanted to do anything for her. And then, after this fight, he just decided that she was replaceable with a boat. And it's like, I have to throw a little bit of congratulations to Liz's mom for not getting arrested that day. Because if that was I saw the tweets online too, like if that was my mom, probably would have got arrested. Like I'm just being honest. Like you say
As a
something like
mom,
that, right? You say something like that
I
to
would have been in jail
right?
100%.
Like he's very lucky that he did not suffer any bodily harm that day because and good for Liz too for not getting this physical or anything. Like you have to have really good self-control. When people aggravate you to that point with words, you just have to have really good self-control because everybody some people have short fuses. Some people have a transformer, okay? Like they have like literally an electronic transformer. They can tolerate a lot of crazy BS. But this man, right? Like I'm really hoping, fingers crossed, the way that he treated her and the way that he acted, this can possibly be the last time we have to see him on our TV, right?
That's on my Christmas wish list. It's on my birthday wish list. That's what I'm wishing for when I blow out candles this year. If I don't ever see him again, it'll be too soon.
Right? Right? I feel like we've suffered enough, He's an insufferable human being. Judy says Liz devoted her time and energy to her special needs son. See, that's good information to have, because I didn't know. I was under the impression it had to do with addiction, because I did hear about addiction, but that's an even better
reason. Yeah.
I mean, I understand, you know, things happen in life where parents sometimes can't dedicate 100% of their time to all of their children or any of their children, depending on the situation. And we just kind of have to understand it's not our place to tell people how to live their life and how to raise their kids, and especially not in that way, right? Like, it's just the fact that Liz gave up fighting for her daughter, right? So she could be with Ed, because that situation for her fighting for custody of her daughter could have continued if she wouldn't have went to Arkansas and dedicated so much of her time to that man. And it's like all for nothing. Like, I felt bad for her when I saw that she was crying and she was hurt, only because she missed out on a lot in her own life. Now, I don't feel bad for her because she loved an idiot. Now, I don't feel bad for her at all for that, but it's like, she missed out on things that she could have done with her daughter. She missed out on time with her daughter. She missed out on her job. You know, she had a promotion at Encontro. She had a lot going for her, and she literally
a lot on this show. I mean, we're constantly, not everybody, but there's a lot of moms on there that are literally putting the men ahead of their kids, like Shekinah. I mean, that's a big one.
Yeah,
there's a lot of moms on there that do this, and I don't understand it. I just don't understand it.
I don't either. You know, if your kids are grown, that's one thing. You know, you're allowed to live your life. You raise your kids, they're thriving. You know, that's a whole different story, but your kids need you when they're kids. And it's like, no man is ever supposed to take precedence over, you know, your offspring, your children, your babies. So, you know, I just hate it. You know, there's a lot about this story I hate, but I do love that Liz is happy. She's with a normal person, right? Like, I've been hearing things about this guy, but I haven't heard anything that makes me think he's terrible, right? Yeah. So I'm happy that she's grown. She's learned from this situation, because a lot of times, like, she kind of didn't learn anything, right? Like, she saw all the red flags and she stuck with it. Like, I'm just glad that Liz is coming out on the other side of this, and she's going to be able to learn and look back and see the mistakes she made and then see the progress she made. And I'm just happy about that, because for the life of me, I don't understand it. I will never understand it. Hi, Jay Queasy. I'll never get why she wanted to be with him. I'll never get why she didn't want him to break up. I don't get it. And that's the best part about, you know, doing podcasts and talking. I don't have to get your story. I don't have to get your life. Like, you, I don't ever have to understand what's going on in anyone else's mind, because I'll never get it. And I feel like it's good for us to acknowledge that, you know, I'll never understand her situation, that Ed was the light at the end of her tunnel, and I'm not going to get it, you know?
Yeah. And there are a lot of pictures of Ed going around with this blonde woman and a lot of speculation about it. But every single time he posts that picture, she is the first to comment that it was a work thing and that's it. Like,
he said something like, I hope she follows me back to Arkansas, right? That was like what sparked everything. And I think he just does what he needs to do to stay relevant. And right around these episodes airing, showing that the relationship with Liz is over, you know, Liz has been posting with her man. He needed to stay relevant too. So I think he found someone who was a fan, right? And she wanted to take pictures, which she did. And he wanted to make it something more than it was. I think that's exactly what it was.
Well,
and I hope that this
one where he's posted a few pictures and she's commented on all of them that it was a work event. So, like, he's making it look like they were on a date or whatever. She's like, it's great working with you. Hope we can work again in the future, kind of thing. Like, don't loop me into a relationship with this guy.
Yeah, being linked with somebody like that is not going to be good. And who's also, what is he, who's hiring Ed to be at their work events? Like, that's also a question of mine. You know, like, what company specifically was like, oh, let's get Big Ed to come to one of our work events? Like,
can you imagine trying to buy a house in Arkansas and he shows up as your realtor?
I cannot.
I mean, I would just move to Arkansas.
Well, you know what? Yeah, it's Arkansas. So, like, possibly, yes, but still, I would still say, can I request somebody different?
Yeah.
Only because, like, I just can't trust somebody like that, right? I feel like somebody was probably shot in that house, right? Like, I feel like I can't trust him. He's like he's not an easy person for me to, like, feel that I can be around and understand and know that he's telling me the truth, right? I feel like you don't love people, you don't love yourself, you don't care if you sell me a house that, like, there was a massacre in. You know, like, I totally get that there's only, like, a 10-year limitation, but I still want to know. Okay? Like, I still want to know.
I can't.
So, I want to talk about Gino and Jasmine real quick, because they went to the appliance store to buy a washing machine, which Gino's washer lasted 23 years. Shout out to Gino's washer.
Yeah.
Right? That's, like, older than most people. Right? Yeah. So, like, good for him. And he really wanted to get a washing machine that had an agitator, which I didn't know about that, but it's, like, the thing that spins the clothes. But that wasn't the whole thing. Jasmine was more so angry that they had money for a $500 washer, but she thought they didn't have money for a beauty pageant, which was weird because we were early in the season talking about she needed money for her kids, right? And that is now gone out the window. That's just over and done with. Nobody is really looking for an explanation as to why she doesn't want the money for her kids. It was more so about the, hey, Angela, it was more so about the washing machine and the pageant. And he actually talked to his uncle. His uncle said that it was a good idea to pay for that because, you know, it's going to make a happy wife, you know. And I do believe in happy wife, happy life. I do know that if you continue to say no to your wife, you're going to make things a little more difficult as time goes on. You know, a woman can make you feel one of two ways, happy and uncomfortable and sad. So I think that him doing that was great, but then he did it with conditions. So I want to ask you about the conditions, because he was like, well, now that I did this, you know, now I need you to do something. Is it ever okay to set conditions for people? Like, is that a thing that people should do when they're married? Like, if your husband were to ask you to buy him, like, a motorcycle, and you say yes, is it okay? You're like, okay, here's this motorcycle, but in return, I want you to do this, 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 and this. Is that ever okay?
I mean, I don't think it's okay if you have, like, a loving relationship, but Gino's not wrong, and I'm proud of him for getting this backbone that he's gotten recently, but every time he does something for her, it's never enough. It is just never enough. He can do the smallest thing or the biggest thing, and it's, thank you, but you still didn't pay for my pageant. Thank you, but you didn't get me the upgraded hotel room in Florida. Right. Thank you, but it's always, thank you, but I need more. I need more. I need more. And then I'm going to cry about it so that I get some kind of special facial or get my nails done or some stupid shit. Her priorities are so messed up all the time that, like, I get why he puts these conditions on her, because she wants something. And then just like her two-facedness, if you will, she literally 2 episodes ago says, I'm not having sex with him because I'm avoiding sex with him because I don't want to get pregnant. And now she's bitching, I want you to take initiative. Like, this guy can do no right, no matter what.
I mean, right. I think that the fact that he wants her to be more appreciative,
yes,
you know, I think it's fair. And, you know, it's hard.
And that's one of the conditions. I want you to be, I'll do it, but I want you to be more appreciative.
See, I don't know how I feel about that. That's like telling your child, like, you should appreciate the toys you have before I buy you another toy. Like, I feel like you're telling somebody you should be happy for what you have, which she should. You know, I totally understand that, but I do think...
She could have been happy with her old ass, and then she could have had the money for her kids.
Yes.
Didn't need that. Not something you needed, and it didn't work out right anyway. It's lopsided, so...
It never straightened out. You're right. I was waiting for her to grow into it. And
yeah, just waiting for it to drop or something. It's just not right.
I don't know what happened to it specifically. And people are also asking, what pageant is this? Because I guess the Miss America pageants have an age limit. I'm not familiar, guys, with, like, the pageants and, like, the age limits and stuff. So I don't know specifically. I think in order to go to, like, Miss America, there's, like, every state has, like, a preliminary pageant. Yeah. And then the people who win those states, they end up at Miss America. Okay, my gosh. I know a little bit more than I thought, right? But I don't know, like, specifically what the age groups are. I know, like, there was a show called Toddlers and Tiaras, and I know they were given, like, little tiny kids crowns and stuff. So I don't know specifically, like, what pageant, like, if this is the Miss Michigan, where she could then be in the running for Miss America. I don't think so.
I don't think
right,
so.
Right, because I'm pretty sure the Miss America, whoever wins, they're usually in their 20s, right?
Yeah.
If age discrimination exists, I'm pretty sure it exists in the pageant world,
Right.
right? Like, I'm pretty
Yeah.
sure they'll tell a woman that she's too old to be Miss America, which is probably completely
Yeah.
unfair. But again, last time I heard, doesn't like Donald Trump own the Miss America franchise or
Oh,
one of
I
the
don't
big
know.
pageants? I kind of heard that. I
But
don't know how true that is.
Pineapple just said she thought the pageant was in Florida, and I was under the impression it was too.
Yeah.
So is she wanting to, like, how do you, is she just gonna keep going back? Just want him to pay for all these trips to Florida? I thought the same thing.
Oh yeah, you're right, because that class, because it was a workshop that you
Yeah.
would attend, and then the workshop would then, oh no, Judy says Trump sold the Miss America franchise. Okay. So I thought he owned it at one point. But yeah, you're right. How would you, and if you wanna be in a pageant in Florida, don't you have to live in Florida? Like, I'm pretty sure, like, if you live in Michigan, you can't be in a Florida pageant, vice versa too. Like, I'm pretty sure you have to have residency in the state. I mean, that, I
Right.
guess if it's like to be the Mrs. of a state, you would have to live in that state. Also, how does that work if you're not even really a resident of the country yet? Because
Right. That
how
was the
does that
other
work?
thing
Like,
I
I have a
was
lot
wondering.
of questions. Because how can you be Miss anybody if you're not a citizen
Yeah.
yet? So this might all be a storyline, guys. Like, honestly, this might all be a storyline. There may not be a pageant, because I remember when Nicole from the Family Chantel was in a pageant, there was like footage of the pageant, there was pictures, like it was a real thing. She didn't win. Surprise, surprise. She didn't win, but there was proof
Right.
that there was ever a pageant, right? I don't know how legitimate this story is. I know that we've got a bunch more episodes. Remember when I thought that there was only a few more episodes left? There's a lot more.
Is there?
Yeah.
I thought there
I
was only
found
14.
out recently there's a lot more than three.
Really?
And this isn't counting the tell-all.
Why do you have
Tell-alls.
what? Wait, wait.
I don't
Why
know.
is that?
This is what I heard. Yeah, and I, because remember, I was like, I need to verify some stuff. I did get verification that there's I think we just watched 12. So let's just say we got like another month and a half or 2 months
Really?
before we get to the
I thought I
tell-all.
looked it up the other day and it said there was 14.
That's not what I was told. Okay, let's both look it up again and just verify, because somebody told me that there's two-part tell-all and then there are like five or six more episodes.
I thought there was 14 episodes and a two-part tell-all.
No. Because I also wanted to verify where Bilal in China was, and then I got verification that they're not on it.
Yeah, but we
And
have something new coming July 1st, right? Isn't
well, what I was told, that is gonna be on Mondays after the Love in Paradise is over.
So how many more of the Love in Paradise do we have?
So we would have three more episodes, and they don't do a tell-all.
I can't wait
So then
done.
we're gonna be doing two shows at once. We're gonna have The Other Way and Happily Ever After, which it's a lot, right? I feel like it's a lot when you put them on simultaneously one night after the other. I feel like
But at
they're
least
kind of.
The Other Way and Happily Ever After and anything that's actually 90 Day is, even though it's repeat people all the freaking time, at least it's more entertaining. I'm so bored with Love in Paradise. This is a horrible season.
Yeah, I don't see anybody making it, and I can't wait to talk about that episode that aired too tonight. Like, there's a
Yeah.
lot. It's crazy, and I don't even want to start because I'm not gonna know how to
Right.
stop. But yeah, I totally understand that, and I feel like Happily Ever After season has been kind of a mess too. Like, I feel like we finally stopped seeing Nicole and Mahmood. You know, they finally aged out of this season, which was nice. And you know,
Yeah.
I it's just been a horrible mess. But oh, I want to talk about the Patrick and Jose and Carlos and Thais and John. So they're not gonna have the party at the ranch because it would cost like 12 grand to have the party at the ranch when
Right.
they could easily just rent a hall that comes with literally everything you need, including
Yeah.
chairs and tables and probably ice. Like, a lot. So that's not the issue. I want to talk about the fact that they pay rent in this apartment. So Patrick and Thais, because they're married, they both pay rent in this apartment in Brazil that they only use for a couple of weeks a year, if ever. And Patrick's dad, in turn, uses it all year round.
Yeah.
Like, he does his laundry there. I guess he stays there every now and then. What is happening? And I'm trying to understand. In fact, Thais put it into perspective. She was like, you're spending over $20,000 a year on an apartment that we don't need or use, just so your dad can pocket $20,000 every year from you for rent for a vacant apartment. Yeah. And then on top of that, in the beginning of the season, Patrick said that his dad sometimes rents the apartment out. So is he double dipping? Is he taking rent from Patrick as well as tenants? Is this really what's happening?
I mean, I'm so blown away by this whole storyline. I can't imagine even paying $5,000 a year for a place that I don't stay in, but every couple of years, especially with a new baby. I realize Patrick makes good money and all of that, but $20,000 a year, if he put $20,000 a year in a savings account for the baby, that baby would have it made when she's in college. Like, have it made.
I'm trying to follow, and like, I see the storyline because he's like, oh, well, I have no interest in getting rid of the apartment. And it's like, he doesn't want to sever the relationship with his dad because he didn't have a good relationship with him growing up. But I don't feel like the relationship is actually a positive aspect in his life, right? I feel like he's taken on the responsibility, I like to call it a burden, of a person who just always has his hand out and always needs something from him. Because love doesn't cost anything, right? Like, for your mom to love you, your dad to love you, for you to love someone, it doesn't cost anything.
Yeah.
There's no conditions. Like I was trying to say, like, there shouldn't be conditions. Love should just be love. But we're seeing a lot of conditions with the love this season. Like, Gino is giving out conditions. He's like, oh, well, if I'm going to give you this, you got to do this. Or Patrick is like, well, I'm going to give him 20 grand a year so he can love me. And it's like, I hate seeing people believe that they have to monetarily do something for another person to maintain a relationship. And we kind of are seeing that with Madeline and Luke too. But I don't want to get into that. But it's just crazy to me because Patrick is so blinded by having a dad in his life that I don't know if anybody would ever be able to get through him. And then I didn't realize how fresh his mom's passing was when this was being filmed. He said it was literally within 3 months of that. So that really changes you, and it changes your perspective on life. So I kind of understand why he's so anti-severing or changing the relationship with his dad. This is his only left living parent. Whether it's a positive or not relationship, this is it.
Yeah.
We only get two people, and sometimes, unfortunately, in some people's lives, you only get one.
Yeah.
You don't even have the luxury of having two parents. Some people had a parent that passed away at an early age, or they were are part of a donor situation. So I understand from that aspect that it's terrifying to think you could go from two parents to no parents. That's a terrifying feeling to even consider.
Yeah. Both of my parents passed within 5 years of each other. My mom and my stepdad passed away 359 days apart. And then my dad died 5 years later, which I'm coming up on 2 years with my dad. It is a horrifying feeling, but I cannot imagine after losing my mom, who was my best friend, the most amazing human that ever graced the planet. She was the best person ever. And I can't imagine having to pay my dad to feel like I had to pay my dad for him to be in my life. That's just awful. When I heard that John was going to be on, I thought, this is kind of a bit much. John doesn't need to be there. This is, you know, this isn't about John. I'm so glad John's there. I'm so glad that I feel like this is building a non-existent relationship, a relationship that was non-existent between him and Thais. Now they're having a relationship, they're having things in common, having something to bond over. But I do appreciate that John is there to remind Patrick that even if your dad leaves you because you're not paying him to be in your life, you still have a brother. So, I mean, his dad wasn't there all of his life. So he got him for a couple of years, but he had to pay for that. Is that really, I mean, I don't want to use the term, is it worth having? Because to him, obviously, it means a lot. But if my dad wasn't there my whole life and then expected me to pay him just for me to feel like I had him in my life, it wouldn't be worth it to me. It just, it wouldn't. You're the one that chose to leave me young, and I'm not going to pay you to come back.
I know, right?
So sad to me. The whole thing.
Me too. Like, I want to be mad at the situation, but it just, it makes me upset and sad because I just hate to see, because you can see in Patrick's eyes, he keeps saying, like, my dad's not the best person, but we can paint him in a better light. And he just really wants that relationship to not change. Yeah. And, you know, when you think of, when he talked about his mom, it really made me think about it different. Because I was like, just block this guy's phone number and move on. But I understand the thought of having no one.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that is, I think, most people's worst fear in the world, right? Of just having no one. You have to have somebody there for you.
Absolutely.
Somebody that loves you. And, you know, when I've heard, I've had friends that lost their parents. And, like, you, for instance, it's never something you're going to ever get over. My one friend told me, she was like, this isn't something that you could ever prepare for. She was like, we know that death is imminent, but she was like, you can even know that they're sick. You're never going to be prepared. That phone call is going to be the worst feeling in your life, and it's going to replay forever. Yep. Like, you're never going to get over it. So I still get where she's coming from, because this is somebody that is his parent. You only get one. So I just want to see him have a normal relationship. And, you know, if money has to be involved, it's never going to be okay.
Yep.
Oh, so
you
I
do have to have somebody. And he has a wife. He has a wife first and foremost. And that's who he should be turning to. Blood relative, he's got a brother. He needs to enjoy the people that are there with him on the constant. Mm-hmm. The other people that are there to love him, that... Yes. You know, that's what he
means. The people that chose to be there are the people that are important. Yep. And I know it's hard. You know, it's super hard because we get two parents, right? Some people don't even get a brother and sister. They're only child. It's still hard. Oh, I want to talk about the fact that Mr. Kobe was definitely dating someone when he knocked Emily up. Now, we were hoping that she was going to show up, because we know that they text all the time. And I think maybe she didn't show up because she knew this was going to come out and she wanted no part of it. I can definitely understand that, because why should she be dragged for something that he did? She probably didn't know that he was over there living his best life and sleeping with everybody. She didn't know that. So we found out that they kind of never really said what was going on. He didn't know when he was going to come back from China. He did have a girlfriend waiting for him, and then he eventually called her when Emily was pregnant and said, you know, my priorities have shifted. I'm going to be having a child. So the first thing that came to my mind was, do you think, possibly, hypothetically, that Kobe saw Emily getting pregnant as an opportunity for him to have a better life? Like, what do you think was going through his head when he decided that Emily being pregnant was the right direction for him to go in?
I mean, I have a very different opinion than everybody else, because I actually think Kobe is a good dude with good intentions. And I think that he wasn't in love with her, obviously, when he got her pregnant. But I think he wanted to do the right thing. So that meant having to come to America. I don't think that was in his plan, in his grand scheme. I think she was a fling, a vacation fling, but he's a stand-up guy. I mean, he so far he's done everything right. Like, he's defended her when he needed to. You know, I mean, I don't think that his grand plan was, I gotta get to America. I think he was happy where he was, but had to do the right thing. And in turn, ended up falling in love with her and building a family. But
he also,
I don't think ever in his mind was he like, I got to move to America and marry a white woman and live in her parents' basement. I don't think that was the big plan.
Yeah. He also said that he wasn't actually in love with the ex-girlfriend either.
Yeah.
So I think that, because, you know, Kobe was pretty young, and when you're from Cameroon and you're out in China living your best life, you're not looking for your wife, right? Like, when you get to do something like that, you're a model, you're in the best shape of your life, you're single, well, you're not single, but you're no one in that country is dating you specifically. Like, yeah. I think that he wasn't looking to knock up anybody, right? I think that he was having a good time, and a split second decision is how he got in that situation. Like, I really don't see Kobe as a bad guy, but it was really weird the way that he was reacting, because he really didn't want to say what happened, because he kept saying, like, you want to ruin, you know, our moment. You want to ruin this trip with this. And I was like, well, the truth is definitely something that people have to hear, right? Like, you do need to hear what really happened. And I think Emily did need to hear whether or not he was dating anybody when they met, because he told her she was single. Like, I don't think it would change the way she felt about him. I don't think that she was going to go home and file for divorce. But sometimes you do want to hear the truth so you can move forward. And I feel like now that she knows the truth, she can move forward. And he really was irritated that he had to explain it, which was weird to me. But I guess, you know, like you said, we all see him as a stand-up guy, a good guy. Nobody ever wants to go back and revisit mistakes, right?
Irritated because, I mean, let's be real. Everything's going smooth. You're already married. You've got two kids, a baby on the way. You've already got your green card. You're already living in America. Everything's great. You're here visiting your family. Like, you've built this whole life. And then your friend opens his stupid big fat mouth, throws you under the bus, and now it's a whole thing. So no, he wasn't happy about having to explain it. He was thinking in his head, how can I kick his ass and not make it obvious? You know?
Yes.
I mean, yeah, that the rug got ripped out from under him. This was nothing he ever planned on her finding out.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. You know, when there's that saying, they're not sorry, they're sorry they got caught. I think he's more sorry that the story got out, because it was like that dirty little secret, right? Where that when you meet somebody, they tell you everything minus that one dirty secret, right?
Yeah.
So, and I think this was Kobe's dirty secret, and he really didn't want it to come out. And unfortunately, one of the messy producers got it out of his friend. And now the whole world knows, right? And I feel like that's what happened. And I think when he signed up to do the season, I'm pretty sure that they didn't include that. And so when it happened, you could see that he was very irritated that now the world might shift their thought process of who he is. And that's hard too, because I don't see him as a cheating, lying dude. Like, so it's like, in his younger years, he might have had two girlfriends, right? Yeah. Who didn't, right? Who didn't? Like, let's be real.
Right.
I did, you know, like, who didn't? Like, this happens, you know? And I hate that he's getting dragged through the mud over something. It's not big enough for me personally to change the way I think about him. I think he's still a good guy. Period. End of discussion.
Yep. Oh, absolutely.
So also, Rob, Sophie, and Claire were on, but I don't care. But I want to talk about Angela and Michael and the Paradise Men, because Angela went through Michael's phone, and I want to get your like full opinion. Like, the Paradise Men specifically, allegedly, what Angela believes is a Facebook group, or like a group, I don't know specifically on Facebook, where it's a Nigerian men, and Michael is the administrator, and they are trying to link women from the U.S. who are older and white, apparently, with these men so they can get a green card. Kind of like what Pedro's mom was accused of, right? Basically the same thing. We went through that where we were under the impression that Lydia was running a ring where she would link young Dominican men with American women, not necessarily older or white, just American women in general, because Chantel wasn't either.
Right.
But how do you feel about that? Do you think that, because we were seeing deposits of money, but again, we don't know the currency exchange. She said it said 30K, but we have to remember that this is not $30,000. These are different currency exchanges.
Right.
Do you think that Michael was accepting money from white women or from men to link them together? What do you think is going on?
I mean, it looks like that's exactly what it looks like. It looks like.
Yeah. I mean, things aren't always what they seem though, right? Things sometimes can look one way and be another. Do you think that, everyone, let's talk about the piggy bank. So Michael has been putting money away in the piggy bank, and apparently money is getting deposited through, Judy says it's a WhatsApp group, WhatsApp. So money is being like put back and forth and through, it's really sketchy to me, right? Like, it's just sketchy because Angela, if he's depositing large amounts of money, they're married, she should know about it. Because I don't, there's nothing wrong with having a piggy bank. Or do you disagree? Do you put money in the bank that you don't want your husband to know about?
Well, no, he knows all of our financials. But if my husband lived in a different country, I don't think I would be discussing everything with him. You know, I have a life here. He has a life there. We're just trying to get together. You know, it's been 7 years. If you're making money on the side, great. That's that much money I don't have to send to you. Like,
I think
it's different.
What the main, but the issue was with Angela, I think he was still asking for money from her too.
Well,
like, because I think if she would have known that he had so much money in a piggy bank, she wouldn't have had to pay for his cell phone bill, pay for his car, pay for his rent. Okay. Like, I think
let's find out the conversion rate.
Well, yeah, that's at least have an that's idea important too, because $30K in his money might be $3,000. Like, we might be making a bunch of out of nothing. But oh yeah, Tina, that's true. What was up with the 2002 tax returns for Angela? Why was he showing tax returns and asking for
that? I don't get that one's sketchy.
And life insurance. He Googled what's life insurance and how do you use it. Now we know through a lot of high profile murder cases, when people Google things like this, their intentions aren't always good. Like when people are looking into life insurance policies, you know, or changing beneficiaries. And this is an issue, right? And the fact that they have 2002 tax return or 2022 tax returns, who are these people? Because these are not people that are working on his visa. They're not in the U.S. consulate. They're not at the embassy. Why did they?
Okay, hold on. 30,000 naira is what it's called in Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
Is $20.01 in American money. It's $20.
So it's $20.
$20.
Oh. No,
sound like so much. That's $20.
Okay, so the deposit she saw, the $30K was $20. Okay, so that is piggy bank money. Like, in my opinion, $20 is piggy bank money. I don't know if it's necessary to tell your spouse you saved $20 and put it in your savings account. I think that is minuscule.
No.
I don't think that it's that big of a deal. Wait, even if he scammed, I'm glad he left Angela. Judy.
Me too. Me too. 100%.
I think this group is probably where he ended up, because, you know, now that he's here, he's with, if you watch his stories, he's definitely with a group of Nigerian people. They're people from Nigeria. And I think that
a really nice, clean house. Really very nice, clean house. Yeah.
And I think that was his plan all along. I don't, I'm wondering if this is more so just a group of like people who made it to America from Nigeria who are just looking to help other people come and do the same thing. And then when you get over, kind of like a re-entry program, like, you know, when people get out of like rehab or they were going through addiction and they get like, there's people who start charities. They want to help you get on your feet. And it's making me wonder if it's less about he was trying to, because let's be real, who was going to pay Michael to give them advice or hook them up with a green card? He's the one that took the longest out of everybody on the whole show to get approved. Like, that's like asking somebody with zero legal experience to represent you in court. So I don't know if he's actually running that type of ring. He wouldn't be the best person for the job. I'm not saying he isn't, but I think maybe that group is more so a group of men who did make it out of Nigeria into the U.S., and then they're looking out for anybody who's going through the process itself together. And maybe, you know, they do help each other. If Michael needed money, they sent him money, or vice versa. Like, it could be something like that.
Well, I just want to say, I have been Team Michael all along, whether he scammed or not. I'm glad he's here. I'm glad he got away. All those things. However, what the hell? What was he doing with her tax returns? First of all, how did he even get those? Why would he send them to somebody else? The only thing that would make sense would be if he had to have her tax returns for the embassy, for the green card, maybe that's who he sent them to. The life insurance thing has me thrown off a bit. Like,
me too.
But also, I mean, I'm sure she's probably told him she has life insurance. She's like late 50s, looks like she's 112. I'm thinking that he thinks she probably doesn't have a lot of life left in her. He was probably planning for the future. I mean, I'm not justifying any of that. I'm saying the part about the tax returns and the part about the life insurance has me with a fat question mark. But
Yeah.
am I still Team Michael? Yeah. Am I less upset now that I found out it's 20 bucks? Yeah. 20 freaking dollars. Come on.
We actually saw this on Love in Paradise with Aaliyah and Sean. A tax return question came up in that situation too, because there's a big age gap and she was leaving her country to go to his country. And he has kids, he has an ex-wife, he has people that could be beneficiaries on a policy. Like, what happens to you? Like, I'm not saying that people shouldn't ask what happens to me if something happens. Like, we don't know how long people are gonna live. I definitely don't think he's a scammer for looking into it, but
Right.
it's really
He was probably
strange.
trying to figure out that when she does kick the bucket, is he getting the money or is the kids and the grandkids getting the money? He was probably looking into the future. Also, one thing I have to say about her is I realize that there's no smoking all over America. No smoking in restaurants, no smoking in bars, no smoking, no smoking, no smoking. I don't know what it's like in Nigeria, but I can't imagine just going into a hotel room and smoking, going to a restaurant and smoking, getting into an Uber and smoking. Like, I can't. I just can't. There's literally no word.
I've noticed that people tend to vape everywhere now. Like
Yeah.
it, and I know like they say that there's no vapors that come out or whatever, but it's still weird. Like when you're like in a public place and there's like someone vaping and they blow vapor smoke everywhere. It's different, right? Like I'm
Yeah,
not
but
used to that.
worst case scenario, you're getting a big whiff of some watermelon and kiwi or some bubble gum or something. You're not getting cigarette smoke smell in your car that you're transporting people around. And I just don't get it. I just don't get how she thinks that's okay.
I'm very surprised that they even allow it anymore. Like it's weird. And
Yeah.
actually, Portuguese Princess, that's a good point. She said in most countries outside North America, there is no life insurance. That's crazy. But it's interesting because there are a lot of things. Like I know we learned watching the one season, there's no welfare in the Philippines. Like we're learning that a lot of things that people take very, very for granted are not even a
Yeah.
thing, you know? So I definitely think that we should be very grateful. But yeah, getting in somebody's car that you don't know and smoking in it is crazy to me. Like it's crazy. But
Awful.
the
That's just so disrespectful. That's so disrespectful.
I can't like I don't I it's weird to me that people still smoke. 'Cause like I think vaping is considered smoking now, and cigarettes are worse, right? I don't know. Don't quote me on it. I don't know nothing about smoking. I ain't never smoked. The last time I smoked, I was like 11. Okay, like my friends had Black and Miles behind the school, and that's it. I did it once or twice,
Right.
legit. Never did it again. I never got it. It was weird, and I choked on it. Like it was. It's not for me. So like, don't ask me anything. I don't know what's good for you. I'm assuming none of it's good for you. Like actually, but.
Probably.
I don't know why people subject themselves to it, right? Because it rots your teeth. Like, I don't get it. I'm like so confused. But one question for you. If Angela found out all of this information, she knows about the Paradise Men, she knows about the piggy bank funds, can you explain to me how Michael ended up here? Because in my opinion, she had all of the evidence she needed to take her ass back to Hazelhurst and leave his ass in Nigeria. So, what did he possibly say to convince her after all of this information that became to light when she took his phone? Also, he literally physically tried to get the phone back when she said that she was gonna report him to the FBI, right? To the immigration. And he still ended up here. How is that?
I don't know, but all I know is in the United States, if she pulled that shit, taking someone's phone, you can be arrested for that.
Well, yeah, basically a phone is like robbing someone because of the value. It's over
No,
$500. So you...
it's because you're preventing someone for calling for help. You're blocking
Oh, that's,
someone.
yeah, you're right. There's a term for it actually. I forgot. That's actually,
It's
now let's get into another
interference.
person.
It's
Interference,
emergency interference.
Jeffrey from 90 Day Fiance is in jail for like 18 years because of that. Well, not specifically,
Yeah.
but that was one of the charges.
Right.
He refused to let that person call the police while during the assault, took the phone away. That is a huge crime. I think it's a felony, actually. Like, it puts you in jail.
If you're assaulting someone, I mean, obviously that's jail time, no
Yeah.
matter what, you're assaulting someone. But if you're assaulting someone and you take their phone, that's a felony. That is absolutely a felony.
She thinks because she pays for everything, everything is hers. And I don't know why
Yep.
she feels that way, because even in America, that's not how it goes. If you buy something,
Right.
if you buy a car and you're married and both of your names on it, it's not just yours, right? Like,
Yep.
it belongs to both of you. You can't call the police and report a car stolen if it's for both of you. You can't take property just because you bought it, because once you buy property and you gift it to another person, that property does not belong to you anymore.
Yep.
And and she keeps saying like, this is mine and I pay for this and it's my visa. She even calls it her visa. And I feel like the
Yeah.
ownership of everything is crazy. I'm like, you can't have everything. Like, everything isn't his. He has the right to own things. He has a phone. If you buy someone a phone and you give them that phone and they take possession of the phone, it's their phone. And I know that,
Yep.
old school people who believe in, if I bought it, it's mine, have a problem with it. But this is the law. Okay? You give it
And
to
if you're
them.
that pissed off, you're gonna take his phone, let him have the damn phone and just call and turn the service off.
Well,
I
right.
mean,
If
it's that
she wants the information off the phone, or if there's crimes being committed, you call and you report that, and then it will be what's subpoenaed into
Yeah.
evidence. Isn't that how it works? Like, they'll take it and then they'll decide what on the, because she wants to be the FBI. She wants to decide that there's criminal activity on the phone. You don't get to do that. There's a whole group of law enforcement that gets to make those decisions. You don't just get to confiscate and put into evidence other people's stuff. If that was the case, can you imagine our court system? Everybody's just taking everybody's stuff and saying it's illegal. It's crazy.
That's crazy.
This whole
I don't know. I
episode.
don't know why he's here. I'm glad he did it and all that, but I hope he got to keep his $20.
Oh, I'm sure he did. And I want to talk about one more thing. So Manuel and Ashley were on, and he, so the $1,000 we now know that is gone, and he's asking for another 300. So, hey Molly, I think that he's most definitely putting money aside for something, right? Like, he's like, and then
Right.
when she asked, what's it for? He's like, well, that's not important. They just need money, and she should have known when we got together, it was expected that she has to take care of my family. And I was like, is that like expected though? Like, sending $100 or $200 a month possibly, but like 1,000 here, 300 here, 250 here, 500 here every single month for a person who has over 100K in debt, I think is asking a lot. And
Yes.
I
And
don't
then he
feel.
gets mad at her. When he's getting mad at her for buying coffee or spending $83 at the grocery store, he's all upset about money at the grocery store. You have to eat too, man. Like, food's important.
It seems like he's more worried about taking money and putting it aside. And I understand that, because you have a plan, and in order to execute your plan, you have to be able to make it without her. Like, I totally get that. And I feel like
But
he's made it.
how does she not know where this money is? She's a witch. She knows. Like, where's this money?
So here's my thing. If they're married, why is she giving him, like, why does he have a bank account? Why don't they have a joint bank account? So if he wants to wire money to somebody, she can see it. Or if he wants to
Yep.
give money to somebody, she can see it. Like, I know that trust is a thing and it should be present in your marriage, but a joint bank account would solve a lot of these issues. She's just wiring him money, and he could be literally out buying a hooker. She doesn't know what he's doing. And it's like giving somebody an inch and they take a mile is literally their marriage. She lets him do whatever he wants and acts like it bothers her. But it's like, you're married. You should not be wiring him money. If anything, if he wants her to send her money, she should send the money specifically so she has a name, she has a recipient, she has a date, she has a time. Like, he's definitely just taking her money and throwing it out the window as she drives down the highway, right? Like, I feel like that's exactly what she's doing.
I agree. But I'm also, I mean, I've said he's shadier than shit from the beginning. I've said it. I don't change that. But the fact that she hid the $100,000 in debt from him makes her every bit as shady. Like, she didn't tell him everything. So this whole relationship is based on lies. Like, for example, she says she's a witch. She is not a witch. There's so many things that are lies.
Yeah. And it's a double standard. She wants him to tell everything. He wants her to tell everything, but they also don't want to tell each other anything. And I think that it was very evident in this episode that they're both liars and they both are hiding stuff from each other. And it's like, they deserve each other, right? Yeah. Like, at this point, they deserve whatever happens to each other. They're both scamming each other. And, you know, what's the saying? You can't scam a scammer. And I feel like they're trying to scam each other. And at this point, I don't care what happens. You know, like, they're both grown. They got into this. And if Ashley gave him 10 grand, and he takes that 10 grand and he goes and moves in with his real wife, good for him, right? He scammed the scammer. And at this point, I'm so sick of seeing them both, I don't care either way.
Me too.
I really me don't. Too. All right, so we're going to come back maybe tomorrow, maybe not. I'll let y'all know. And we're going to talk about MILF Manor. There's two new girls, Shauna and Rebecca, who are extremely beautiful, and the other girls are pissed. And then we're also going to talk about Love in Paradise, because Kyle and Annie had sex and it didn't go well. But I think we could have all assumed it was going to go that way. But we're going to talk about that. And next week, right, I think Dee Dee will be back. Hasn't she been gone 2 weeks? So next week, how long has she been gone? Just 1 week?
No, it's two. We're on the second week.
She should be back next week. So we're glad to have Dee Dee back. Also, guys, I'm gonna do an unexpected podcast. I don't know if it'll be with Kara, because she has a lot going on. But I'll probably be able to pre-record one, so I'll have one up. But it'll be with Kara going forward. She just has a really busy week this week. So the first episode or two might be with my other co-host. But Kara will be joining when we get things back in order and normal, and Dee Dee will be back. So if we can also interchange shows so everybody can be able to do everything they need to do. Because, you know, guys, we also have normal lives too. So we have to respect everyone. Yeah.
I'm excited for that.
I'm really happy. There's a new episode that came on tonight. So we gotta jump on though, because it's wild.
Yes.
And I can't wait to talk to Emily. I reached out to her, the girl on the show. She's interested in coming on, so I can't wait. All right, guys, thank you so much for joining. Make sure you're following my co-host Kara. Dee Dee will be back next week. Make sure you're following me on all social media platforms at George Massey, GeorgeMassey.com. Anywhere you get your podcast, type in the George Massey Show. Thanks for staying up late with us. It's almost 11. Night, TJ. Night, everybody. Everybody have a wonderful night. We'll talk to y'all really soon.
Bye.
Bye.